Hey, it's Sklar Brothers here. View from the cheap seats. This week we have an unbelievable guest. He played in the NFL, had over 10,600 yards rushing, and now he's got a great acting career. He's Thomas Q. Jones. Man, did you have fun on the show?
Man, I had a blast on this show. Thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah, we got super deep, man. It was early in the morning out here in the West Coast.
Man, listen,
y'all got my brain working early, man.
I'm talking issues. I'm saying, look, we got so deep, we put her butt to sleep. That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
Everybody, welcome to Twisting the Wind. I'm gonna speed up a little bit. Is that okay?
All right. Thanks so much for listening to Twisting the Wind here today. My name is Buckthorn Triple Dick, and I'm here to shelter you, shepherd you into the spot where you are right now. Hey, how you doing there, honey? Got a bag of bolts and a bucket of money. I wanna get you down to the river and see what you're made of. Hey, little Bucky, got a brand new start. Coming up the starter, gonna make a new part. Stopping in the liquor store, picking up a jug to pound on. Just picking up a jug to pound on. I'm gonna break to the jug, but buck her in the rear. Put him on the boat, don't you see I'm a queer? Cause I'm a stand-up, rip-down, rickin' on buckshot. Rickin' on a buckshot, rickin' on a rickshaw. Kick me down, wanna kick me when the kickle can. Kick me in the butt, saying I'm gonna kick the big man. Ooh-wee, what you got for me, honey? Stand back and let me take a pot in your honey. Smoking on the bubble, hitting on the rubble. Kicking on my baby like my baby was a drubble. Ooh, I'm gonna get your ripper straight out of the rock garden.
Welcome to Twisting the Wind with Johnny Pemberton. That's me. That's today. That's the thing we're in. We're just getting deep in a double town spray boy, okay? Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back here. If you're a repeat listener, I love having new business. No, I just said that wrong. I love having repeat business, but I love new business just as much. So if you want to tell your friend about it, get them into the spot, that's great. I just want to remind you, please, if you can do, visit the Feral Audio webpage and go to Twisting the Wind part of that webpage. It's a webpage inside of that webpage, if you know webpages, and click on the Amazon button to do all of your shopping needs through that portal. We get a little slice of that, okay? The help is on its way. Buy a camera, buy a lens, buy a bucket, buy a Benz. Buy a Tucker, buy a Lance, buy some gum for your underpants. Buy a window, buy a boy, buy a dog, buy its toy. Buy some cinnamon, buy some joy. Buy me over there, buy me boy. Buy me Ranger, buy me Ruck, buy me Buster, buy me Luck. Buy me sacks of flour stuck inside of a little baby's butt. Buy me anger, buy me joy. Buy me a fingerless glove for something that rhymes with that that's not toy or board or joy. All those things and more. So thank you for doing that, for buying your shits through our Amazon portal. Buy your high quality shits through our Amazon portal to help us out. You can also donate to the podcast too, if you want to just skip that whole type of capitalistic loophole window sidestep there. You can just go ahead and click on a secure PayPal donation. This is a free podcast. I don't know if you're aware of that right now, but you didn't pay anything for this. But this is being produced. I take a lot of time and care, and it's engendered into this podcast, and it is something that is a fine, fine product with a Y, an F-Y-N, fine goods at a store of an ancient tomes style, okay? That's what we're dealing with here, so please appreciate that and donate if you feel so inclined. Because if you're getting a lot out of this, if you're getting a lot out, you got to put it back in. Otherwise, that loop is going to break. And it's going to be this big toxic leak of karma all over the fucking basement. And we all know how much it costs to clean a fucking basement these days. Because these guys come in, they're like, whoa, we thought this was going to be here, but we didn't know you had a brick spot on this anteroom. And we can't do anything about that. So we're going to have to get Paul Beeman in here to retrofit that anteroom. And he's not cheap. He's good, but he's not cheap. It's going to last you for 30 years. It's a mortgage warranty, but it's not cheap. So if you want to avoid talking to the Paul Beeman and his character substitutes, please close the karmic loop and donate to the podcast that you enjoy, because it's just a regular thing. Like I said before, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, this is now every Tuesday. Every week I'm doing something. It may be big, maybe small, maybe short, maybe tall, but I promise you there'll be something out there, some regular piece of data to decryptify and make into an audio thing that I recommend highly on speakers. This is a podcast I feel best enjoyed on speakers. You can do it on headphones. You can do it any way you want to. It's your choice. It's your methodology. But I'm saying, I want you to do it speakers. So bear with me and bear down and maybe blast it out through your college quad. Quad is such a great word, isn't it? Just Q-U-A-D. Quad. 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 It can mean so many things. It means four, right? But it also just sounds quad. 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 Quad, 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 quad. Also, thank you for rating and reviewing the podcast on iTunes or whatever it is, the method that you use to suck this baby down. A lot of great reviews there. I love reading them. It makes me happy. Just, you know, if that's what we want. I want to get the numbers up. I want to get the numbers up on this baby so high that it's this irrefutable beacon of something that you can't refute. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to happen. That's my wish. Because I want to be able to tour around as much as possible and perform for everybody and maybe do some of these things live for people. So just keep spreading that, just keep spreading that hot chicken shit over a thin area so it gets burned out and it becomes consumable. I think that doesn't quite make sense to me. It makes sense in the real world, but I don't know if it makes sense in terms of an audio product that you're listening to right now. But either way, thank you so much for listening and spreading the wealth and the word and all that stuff like that. Okay. That being said, make sure you come see Duncan Trussell and I in Australia and New Zealand in November. Go to Duncan Trussell's website, duncantrussell.com, and you can see all that stuff. He's got it all managed there. You can also go to johnnypemberton.com and see that stuff too, the dates and stuff. I invite you to also watch the show Review with Andy Daly. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my entire life, especially if you get high. It's like watching something that doesn't make sense for the first time ever. It's the best show ever. I was lucky enough to be a part of that show, the second episode of the second season. So I implore you to watch that episode at the very least, and if not, get in, not the very least, but I want you to get into this show, everybody. Get it on iTunes, get it on Hulu, watch it. It's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. So that's my speech I pake. I've broken some pieces in this pace of pieces that I spoke them. That's my piece that I've spoken. So don't take it as a token and let the circle remain unbroken. Just get going. Just drop right into it. No preconceived notions on this side. If you got a preconceived notion, you might want to stow that notions. Notions is also a thing. I think it's part of something you can do as a gift notion, like a notion bag. See, we got a cantilever issue here. We got a cantilever. Yeah. But, you know, you got a lot of weight on that. You might want to draw that in here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to loosen
this. How come Mikey's got the nice mic?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, he's sitting there.
I just answered my own question.
Because he's sitting there. I think it's good. We got a good one here. It's going to work out. So what you got there? You got a tea?
Tea.
Got a tea. And what you got there? You got some chicken?
I got chicken and horchata.
Oh, you got some horchata there.
Yeah,
some porridge.
We were talking on the way here. Mikey's stopped eating meat because of the drought.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me about it.
Well, I just felt like I had to do something, huh? Something symbolic.
Really?
To recognize the fact that we live in a desert. Da 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 da. Boring, boring, boring.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in California right now.
Things are hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in California right now. Things are hot and dry. Things are hot and wet. So you do this as a part of a. Look at this cable. These cables are touching. You don't want to be touching these cables.
I try to live in a, what's it called? A community?
Community.
Yeah.
The drought.
Community mind space?
Yeah. So, you know, whatever, man. I just try to do a part. Just try to be a part of something. And obviously, it's not making a difference at all.
Look at a photo
still
here.
A drought out there.
I cannot take photo because there's not enough space
in
my
drought.
Phone.
You want to take a photo?
No, I'm gonna get it set up here. I got it.
You guys
it.
Have similar Dayglow green cases on your phones.
Yeah.
See, I almost... Wait, hold on. There's not a lot of coverage here.
Let's get it. Let's get that sound.
Oh, I don't have that song. This is just an unexpected...
Dude, this is some life. Duke, double, ask a kid tonight.
Down.
Do what you want for front. Do what you want for the price.
The price is right.
Do what you want for the price. Do what you want for the price. Okay, this is a real slow warm. I'm going to pause it real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to pause it.
Hello.
Poop, pooping in my butt. Had enough. Got my poop out your butt. I had enough. How much poop? How much poop can you get out of your butt?
Hello.
Clash.
So.
Hello.
You know what the record is that this is from?
Fortner.
Mikey.
Hello.
You know who this artist is?
Little something.
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
Is this Lil Wayne? It's not Lil B or Lil Kim.
No.
Lil J.
And then
Hello.
Do you know what the name of the record is?
Doctor Time.
No.
What Hello.
He made several installments.
It's
of this
a Carter.
Ooh,
no, it's not a Carter.
It's not. No, this is pertains to the conversation we were having.
No meat. It's a drought.
Oh, I see. You got it. It's the drought.
The drought?
Yeah, it's the drought.
It's called the drought.
Drought 3, which is known to be Wayne's, like, probably masterpiece.
Wayne.
Yeah, it's
you
his best.
You can use this
picture.
Chair, too, if you want.
This one's scooped.
Okay, that one's good. That's a better chair. And say your name.
Adam Forkner.
Mikey Campman.
You guys are, I'm Johnny Pemberton.
Sup?
You guys are from the same place, right?
No.
We were there.
No,
we
you're
lived,
not.
We once lived in the same place.
Right. Well, that's kind of, you're right.
Barely
talked. Not from there.
We barely talked in Portland. Yeah.
That's what always happens, though.
Yeah.
You know, you have the opportunity, and then you have a new opportunity, and that's when the things start to happen. That's when it starts to gel.
I'm so appreciative of that. I just want to thank everyone. I just want to thank God for...
God, your mic sounds great.
Does it really? I can't tell the difference. These are nice. These Audix OM2s are nice so mics. Good. Well,
I just feel like I'm not getting enough.
Damn, dude.
There, see?
Mic drop. This is your mic, man.
No, it's good.
You can. I think you should just dial in how you wish.
I just want to say hi to anyone who's listening, who's taking the time to listen to us right now. Thank you. Be here.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking Mike's time to be here.
Yeah.
When did you start going by Mikey?
Always. But I feel like there's a wave. No one's talking about it. It's like global warming.
It's coming.
Michael's coming.
Michael's coming?
Yeah, Michael.
For you?
Yeah.
So you're going to be Michael soon?
Yeah.
What's going to take?
Anyone out there knows that about, like, that, you know, you what's your name? You know, it's like, it was given to you, but nonetheless, it's like, that's become who you are. You identify with that. But at the same time, people got to die every now and then. You got to kill parts of yourself. And I think, like, Mikey, I heard it for the first time, and I was like, damn, you're just a little boy. When are you going to grow up?
Yeah, I don't know. Is Johnny that same way? I don't know.
I'm
not sure if it is, but I feel like it could. It's a touch, right?
There's nothing I could be. Addy.
Add?
You know what I hate?
What?
Forky.
Forky? You get Forky?
You get that? Who gets that?
Oh, people used to call me, Forky.
That's not good.
It's just like one of those ones you're like, nah, man.
Well, no, thank you.
It's endearing, right? That's the idea behind it?
The idea is that it's endearing, but I guess it's like Mikey or Johnny.
Or calling them, like in Chile, you say Ido, you add Ido at the end of it. So like
Ido?
Adamnito.
Right. I mean, it's little, right?
Little, yeah. It's like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
burrito. That's what a burrito is, right?
Yeah.
It's a little donkey.
A little donkey.
Burrito.
Damn.
Oh, burrito. Oh,
you got a little donkey in my pocket.
Oh, parasito.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little donkey.
Oh. I'm trying to make this work here, guys.
What?
Oh. Here we go.
You killed everything.
Dogs and my knife. Dogs in my life. Baby asked me questions and my baby's got a knife.
Oh no.
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 Band practice.
Oh, no.
If you had to ask this question, I'ma unmask this fool's baskets of brew. Cool, okay. Sucking on a stool. Got my butt made of pools. Sipping in my, what's that? It's my drool dripping in your mouth. Heaven south, dipping on your dick, dripping on a sick tip. I'ma lick your body like your little baby. Oh my god, bitch, Mikey, you so crazy. Coming back from Antarctica. I'm coming articulate dentist style. Ladies and gentlemen, coming back up here, we've got a new chart-topping hot stepper. He's a guy, he's a wonder man, and he's back up in here for just 2 weeks tonight. We're going to find out where it lands. Friday night with the Castle Rock Kids. We're in the corner, we're blacking out, we're stepping deep into it. And here he is on the radio, 6.2, what you got for me?
Hello. Finally, it's popping off in this thing. It's crazy.
Man, it's really popping off here in the studio tonight on Friday night.
Uh-huh. Janine, put the card out.
Tell us your story about what happened that time. You were down where you weren't expected to go.
Well, hello. It's great to be here. It's been a six-month road to recovery.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say that I was in places. It was an internal journey. I found myself.
Internal journey, huh?
Yes, I found myself staring up through a tunnel. I've realized that that tunnel, the light at the end, it was actually within my own butthole, staring out. I asked myself, how did I get here? And that's when I heard Janine's voice, and I heard a clicker. It was that, can you give me that clicker one more time? It was a car clicker.
Is that like a dog train clicker?
There it is. It turns out I was in the trunk of a car for 6 months, not within my own self, but I did one time, truly did lock myself in the trunk of a car while high on mushrooms, but I was being fed by a group of Japanese tourists that were using that car temporarily while they were moving around America.
Feeding through the slot in the back or what?
Well, they just thought it was pretty fun.
Feeding through the back seat or what?
Through the back seat. It was a double. It was a triple deep back seat. It was like a little burrito within a burrito.
Through the ski slot.
Through the ski slot.
It was like a flip down ski slot.
Let's just say America. It was the first time I'd seen America, and even through that filter, America's a beautiful place. We'll say that.
So we're talking about a filter, like looking back on the road here. Because you didn't know what was even happening, did you, when you were in that trunk? You just were sort of in inner space, right?
I just kept saying, Janine, come on, Janine, come on. And they just said, listen, boy, we are going to get you.
Okay. I heard that you were a boy toy for a couple days, but it didn't work out.
Turns out I wasn't that playful. Sorry. This is a bad way to find out. You're not really...
I got a sonogram once, and it turned out I was just had to go to the bathroom. You ever get a sonogram?
No shit.
Yeah, I got one in my heart. Oh, really? What happened?
Heart murmur.
Oh, you did? Really? How long ago was that?
Couple years.
Really? Did you have a heart murmur? So how they can't really fix that, right? They just got to teach you how to live? Hello. Can I
started doing more smoothies.
Yeah. This is a flash, bro. Wow. That's how I activate the flangers. I do this. I go. Teach you how to flange. Teach me how to flange. So, what's the biggest health issue in your life, Mikey?
Just getting over one right now, man.
What's that?
Too much soup in my life.
Too much soup in my life. Got too much soup in my life. Too much soup from my wife. Made 5 gallons, I couldn't drink it all. Got too much chicken cause I got it at the mall. Oh my god, shit salty. Smoke a Pall Mall. Cut me off when you... What? Too much soup? Really doing too much soup?
Yes. Doctor told me, hey, cut that shit.
Was that
out.
A sodium thing?
It was a soup thing. It was mostly just a soup thing.
So were you having like liquid poos?
Yeah, it was just nicknamed my toilet Campbell's. That can was full, you
Campbell's
know what I'm saying?
Toilet. Oh, the can. Campbell's toilet, right? Yeah, yeah. You had like you were taking the shits and they were Campbelling.
Turn down my Campbell's.
Hello. Turn down my Campbell's. Well, that's a tough thing. So why did you have the soup?
Nah, man. I just started making soups recently.
Really?
Yeah. Found out about them.
What do you think about chicken pozole? You know about that shit?
Pozole?
Chicken pozole soup?
Chicken?
There's a pozole soup my friend Dave recommended called chicken pozole.
Chicken pozole.
Let me just enlighten you guys here. This is what a chicken pozole soup is about. It's got... fire roasted tomatillos. You also probably got some tomatoes in there. I'm just trying to get a good effect that's going to really make this story sound good. Something kind of subtle, yeah. Okay, chicken pozole soup. I'll put the recipe on the website. You're my Motown lover. Oh my god. It's just too much. This is the kind of podcast where I love it to be found by some people later on, like maybe 60 years from now, some sort of a media archaeology thing. Because you know we're gonna lose all of our data, right? Because everything's gonna be in the cloud. There's gonna be some sort of electrical breakdown, and we'll have lost everything. But maybe someone will have thought like, I'm gonna burn this podcast onto a CD for my drive to work in like Canada or something, right? They'll listen to it, and the new people will find this, and they'll be like, what the fuck is this? But I just ruined it right now because I referenced what's going to happen, so now they'll be like, oh, they knew about it. I just ruined it. Just ruined the podcast.
Nah.
It's okay. They probably won't understand that self-awareness aspect of things. Well, do you think they will or not?
I don't care if they. I mean, honestly, if you listen, man, if you're listening to this 60 years in the future,
You're doing it right.
Yeah, you're doing it right. Congratulations. Welcome back.
Do you want to hear about chicken pozole?
Let's hear about pozole.
So I think it's like this chicken soup. It's got a lot of good ingredients in it. It's like a chicken soup, but it's also got hominy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You into hominy?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I think you're probably into hominy.
Soak that.
Yeah, I think you're probably into hominy.
It's like corn nuts.
Yeah, it's like a corn nut. It's real good, but it's like eating like a little ball. Like,
no, let's get serious, man. I stopped the music.
Know, it's like a straight up. Like a pasta ball. It's like a little pasta ball.
Uh huh.
But it's corn though.
Canned.
You can get canned hominy.
Yeah.
You can also just get it straight up, and you can add it to your zones.
Corn. Mm-hmm. You heard of hominy corn in?
Hominy corn in. what happened? My doctor said I was doing too much corn. What happened? Well, he said I was doing too much hominy corn in.
Is that his forky?
Have you had his? Have you had hominy corn in's gumbo?
Really, is it good?
That's just a gummo joke.
I'm a big fan of hominy corn in's gumbo. Only problem is I don't think there's any hominy in gumbo.
Yeah. Flange me, please.
Mikey, I want to know what's your favorite world war? Number one.
Well, just because it was bad.
That one was really bad. World War One was the worst of the world wars.
Yikes.
It was shitty, man. It was...
Imagine being down those trenches. Look at us, three fucking losers sitting around podcasting while our great-grandfathers got in the trenches.
But then they're down there, and they're like, why are we doing this? And they realize later, oh, we just did it because for no reason.
I'm sorry. I'm not as familiar with one. How did it start? Some sort of Kaiser?
I believe Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated, which drove the... it's complicated. But basically, that sort of kick-started it. Honestly, I think it's one of those wars that they don't... It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But that speaks to the human condition.
It does, yeah. Why'd you go through that war? Well, you know, it started.
It's one thing happened and another. It's like any fight.
Well, I just love this. Okay, I will say this. It's about World War II real quick.
Okay.
How crazy is that? Hitler really did think like, man, I could take over the entire world. And then what? Like, what do you get? It's like the whole carrot dangling the carrot. Isn't that crazy that even just within 100 years ago, someone still thought, hey, I could acquire all the landmass of the world.
Yeah.
And then what? What are you going to do?
You're going to have whatever kind of food you want for dinner, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Every night it's going to be like, bring me the best from this region.
You know, I don't know if you guys get into Zizek on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty interesting.
He was like...
The philosopher.
Yeah, the philosopher
Zizek.
Zizek.
He speaks like this.
It's just so funny. It's just that in the last 100 years, people have tried too much.
Yeah, it's like that. But
he's a pretty interesting guy. He's very smart, but he's also like... He's a part. He pulls himself out of things. He just sort of... Like, this is how it is.
Well, his theory is that the last 100 years... If it speaks to nothing, it speaks to the fact that we tried too hard and too quickly to change societies.
Right.
All the utopian visions of communism, neoliberalism, capitalism itself, caused these great world wars. Hitler, you know, thinking, I'm just going to take over the whole world, or Stalin or Mao or anybody
any big baddie.
Or any ideological... Like thought, people just said, okay, yeah, let's try that. And let's just push that on humanity. And so he says, you know, as opposed to like questions of the Occupy movement or whatnot, people that are critical of the new like neoliberal landscape, like they're always like, well, you don't have an answer. What's your solution? And he's like, people jumping to solutions and like sticking to them is the whole thing that got
us
in this mess.
That's the problem. Yeah, it's the means to an end idea, doing it for effect and not doing it to do it kind of thing. I suppose that sort of does that make sense in terms of that? I suppose.
Yeah,
because you're doing it. You gotta do this so this thing happens. So once this thing happens, it'll be all good.
Yeah.
But this thing to happen, it's gotta crack a lot of eggs. I'm sorry, but look.
Yeah.
We gotta just...
Sorry you can't find parts for your 50s Chevy.
But if I can't find parts for my 50s Chevy, we're gonna have to start a war with Africa.
Yeah. Oh, God. If I can just finish every Law and Order ever, then I'll just fucking know what's going on.
If I can finish every Law...
And then I'm gonna go to Ice and Coco.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
And then I'm gonna go to Ice's new talk show.
Just... Law and Order. Watching all Law and Order just because.
Lead up to Ice. Before I watch that talk show, I got.
What's
know.
It called? Ice is the new talk show.
No, Ice
and Coco. You know, Ice T's in Law and Order. Yeah, SVU. Right?
You talking about me? Are you saying that you're gonna watch this, and then after you watch it, you're gonna know what happened in the show? That's not a very good impression.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
You're telling me that somebody with a gun shot this hole in the wall?
Yeah.
Oh. And Coco, that's his big wife.
That's his big...
Ooh, she's got a good big booty.
She does. She works on it. She has workout videos.
Do you guys know that they have a new daytime talk show?
Yeah. What's it called?
I think it's
Iced
called...
Iced Coke?
I think it's called Ice and Coco.
Ice and Coco. I bet it's probably great. I bet it's good as far as the TV landscape goes. It's probably on there.
I saw him selling it, you know, on a talk show.
Really?
Oh. Fallon, you know?
What was he saying?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is going to be a talk show like you won't believe, you know? It's just going to be like you're over at our house and we're just talking.
Damn.
That's what we're always... That's what they're always trying to do. Get you that thing where it's like... Yeah, it's super casual.
Yo,
it's just
Ice,
like,
man, we halfway done with the album, man. You've been throwing all the strong, dope, stupid, fly, pimp shit. But what's up with the sex rhymes, man? You ain't throwing no sex rhymes yet, man. What's up with that?
Yo, man, I didn't even want to really do nothing this year, man.
Yo, why you ain't want to do nothing, man? Titties, man. Sex, 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 man. All that. We need some sex.
Man, I wasn't really about that, Holmes.
Come on, man.
Is this a skit? was that a skit?
Yeah, it looked like a 1991
that
rap
was a
album.
Skit. Which is that one? Is that Iced?
Yeah, Ice and Evil E. Mm.
T Cube, how do you keep them straight? How do you keep T and Cube straight?
I don't know.
I just do it. I just know. True.
But the littles are not. The littles are easier to.
So many.
Your nigga, your mama.
Your mama.
Oh, that's a pretty good joke he rolls on that one.
Let's hear it.
Your mama.
What's the best?
Your nigga, your mama got 2 feet growing out of titties. Bitch fell down and kept running.
What the fuck does that even mean? Bitch fell down and kept running.
Because she's got feet growing out of her titties.
Of course.
Oh, God. That's a
real
weird.
You know
what? I've always been a fan of rap and these lyrics, but just, yeah, you know, you didn't see that one coming, you know? It's one of those ones that just, you got to give it, you know what? You got to give it to these guys for being so creative with their, the pictures they paint, the pictures they
This is my favorite Your Mama joke. It's, your mama's so small she could hang glide on a Dorito. Which is like, how is that? First of all,
that's just imaginative.
That's just imaginative, yeah.
Also, could you imagine, like, Doritos are relatively thick and heavy and not, like, wind-worthy.
Like, yeah, but, you know.
That's like,
that one's stuck.
You could say Lays, you know.
You could say Lays. You could probably do
Pringle.
A Lays, actually.
Yo, Lays are bullshit.
Are they?
They are.
And they're not triangular. Like,
dude, let's talk about dietary stuff right now. Let's get into it.
We're talking about nutrition, yeah.
Let's get into it.
Adam saw a glimpse of the future today.
Tell me about it.
He said today's going to be about, we're going to talk about nutrition.
Well, I was calling bullshit on your weird, like we were talking about, the drought.
Right.
Yo, fuck you, man. Seriously.
But I was saying you were just feeling under the weather.
Yeah, I was feeling. I felt under the weather for yesterday. Yeah, you're right.
And I was like, maybe you should eat some meat.
No, and I think, you know, I think that makes a lot of sense in my own head, actually. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it also makes sense to, like, try to, you know, take some sort of proactive role in the fact that we live on a dying planet.
In Los Angeles, did you walk here?
No, we carpooled, though.
You guys did, yeah.
This is the weakest. It's the weakest fight ever.
You think it's dying, though? You think it's really dying? The planet's dying?
I think parts of the planet are dying big time.
I think it's changing. It's going through some big old changes.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, here's the part that's dying, like bio and biodiversity.
True.
Which I get upset about because I think the most beautiful part about this experience of being alive is diversity.
Right.
It's like if every day was just the same, you know, whether you call that utopia or whatever, you know, that gets bland. I'm sorry. Any flavor in the world after a while gets bland, you know, so that's
not the flavor of God's love. When you live in the light of the Lord, everything tastes.
All right, but what's for dinner?
But temptation will always be there. Even when you have God's love.
Well, maybe that's all part
God's
of the
love,
same thing.
Well, actually, that's actually like that's the true. They say God's love can't exist if God's hate didn't, wasn't also here.
Have you ever seen the inside cover of the ZZ Top record, Teja?
Teja? No. I think it's Teja. Trace Hombres.
Oh, no, Trace Hombres. That's the one where the inside cover is like all the food.
Yeah, man. Oh. I think it's their only good record, too.
It's a good one.
It is good. It's actually good. It's a Tres Hombres. ZZ Top.
I don't know that record.
Well, the inside is like so much food.
It's like Tex-Mex. Oh, that's why those guys are fat.
And it looks like it tastes so good.
It just looks like piles of cheese and flavor.
And
just,
enchiladas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I'm getting hungry right now.
I'm getting hungry all the time.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry every day, all the time.
Things are getting hungry.
So do you think that your body is adjusted to your new vegan diet?
Or I'm not first of all, I'm not vegan.
Vegetarian diet.
I do.
Like, I was saying that there's enzymes and, like, aminos that, like, you know, and receptors in the flora of your stomach and intestines.
It bums me out, man. Like, every day I wish I could. I mean, because I do love eating meat. I'm just doing this as a symbolic gesture to just, for whatever length of time. I don't know how long it will last.
So you mean to press down less on the gas pedal, so to speak, to make it sort of like,
also as
it's like
just,
driving slower.
As an experiment within my own self, is do I have the discipline to stick to that? And and do I have the ability to say, hey, this is where we're at right now. This is the world. Get used to it. Deal with it.
That's what I think that it's good to limit your diet because it makes you healthier when you eat less things. Mm. That's what I try to do is have less variety in what I eat. It's hard though. It's so
You're
hard.
You're streamlining your diet?
Yeah, I just try to eat. I don't eat beans anymore.
What?
Well, this is a complicated thing because I have all these bowel problems, so I don't just eat something called FODMAPs. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated group of foods that have either glycols, polyglycols, sucralose. It's weird. It's like it's kind of like the worst diet you can possibly have.
That's fucked.
No onions, no garlic, no apples.
Have you tried to adjust your stomach?
I have, but that's the thing is this is the best thing that's ever worked for me.
Oh, okay.
Is no beans. Mm. No beans, no onions, no garlic. The rest of the stuff I kind of cheat on.
Yeah.
But those are hard to not. Also, no dairy. Can't do fucking dairy. Yeah. Unless it's fermented dairy, like some good Bellwether Farms sheep's milk yogurt.
True.
Yep. I recommend that product so much that I feel like I've already been sponsored, even though I haven't. You ever had that shit before? Bellwether Farms sheep's milk yogurt from Sonoma County, California, the greatest state. California, number one. Greatest state's California, right? We can all agree. It's not even a state, it's a country. State.
Yeah, it is a country.
As long as you never leave California, you're okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. And then you go up to wine country up there. Oh, it's got beautiful. That fucking wine growing. Then you go to these creameries that got these sheep, and they're making this cheese and they're making this yogurt with these sheep's milk. And then they're putting it in the cups that you can buy locally. I was supposed to take that burp off mic, but I was like, fuck no, I'm going to leave it on mic.
So that's the sort of gassiness you're talking about.
No, it's not for gassiness. Wow. Getting into my bowels, that's a whole other issue.
I want to cry right now.
You do?
I do. I'm just thinking about how good everything is, actually.
It's pretty
Truth
great.
Truth be told, we can experience all these things, man.
It's pretty cool. We live in abundant times.
Can I read you an interesting an idea I never heard before? And it turns out it was just like the person was just joking around, but I thought they were for real.
I want
to they're coming to town soon, coming to California soon. Okay. Let's hang out, you know, and she's, I'll be there. We should brain jam on the cone juice. yes, please.
What does that mean exactly?
That's what I said.
BJ and the CJ.
First of all, that sounds great.
BJ and the CJ.
And I said, I want to hear more about this cone juice. And she said, it's a cone down deep in your brain facing the sky. It funnels the astral material into your subconscious.
Man, you know some hippies that I do not know.
Wow.
Someone from Portland?
Nope. God. New York City.
You know, you got some deep hippie connections, don't you?
Actually, I do. And I've had, and I spent a lot of time in those. Like, when I was 18 years old, I lived on a live-work farm.
Okay.
For five
like
summers.
Like a CSA? So that was?
Yeah, yeah. We had our own kind of thing going on out there. You know, communal meals.
This is up in Peatland?
Everyone, I was living in a wall tent for a couple of
What's
those.
What's a wall tent?
Just like a nice, bigger-sized tent.
Oh, they're kind of like the Civil War generals used to have?
I had a bed. Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Like, I was a Civil War general.
Okay.
Yeah, but out in the fields, out in a big ass field.
Did you get dropsy?
What's that?
Yeah, please, what's dropsy?
What is dropsy?
I don't know. It's like something a Civil War general would get.
Oh my God. That's something, isn't it?
It is a thing.
I'm going to look that up. I got to look it up because now I'm like, I've been peaked.
Dropsy is a dysentery or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe it's.
Is it slang for the
like
diss?
Doubt or.
You got that diss.
Dropsy. Yeah, I don't know.
So you lived in that thing and you were in some deep hippie modes then.
Well,
right?
Kind of. I mean, a little bit, but not. You know, it never got like funky.
Oh. What is funky though? That's funky's so relative, isn't
this
it?
This is what I think funky is. Funky is when like you know something's like you don't like it's like you don't need to go that far with it,
okay.
But you do because you like, want to have some sort of like you want to make a
cachet.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. So funky's like overdoing it for effect.
Yeah, yeah. Like
it's putting it on,
and then you kind of brag about it, like, "Yo, I've fermented this sauerkraut for 10 fucking months," and you're like, "Okay, but you only need to do it for 10 days."
Yeah,
but you went that extra funk.
Okay. So it was it was tried and true. It was like a real deal.
It was nice. I mean, it was actually really nice, man. It was up in Alaska.
Alaska?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Beautiful mountains and 22 hours of sunlight a day in the summertime.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh, man.
What are the honeys like
Huge
up in that
fields.
Area?
Well, lots of bees, so good honey.
I'm talking about the honeys. I'm talking about those hip-hop honeys.
Is honey vegan?
Actually, one of the women who's been a very strong female presence in my life, I met up there.
Really?
Yeah, and continues to be someone who is in my life in a way that is important.
A strong female presence.
You know, like in the whole anima situation? Like
I guess so. I don't know what that means.
Animus is like the whole Carl Jung nomenclature for describing the two parts of your every self. How within a man you have the animus, but you also have the anima, which is the female side.
Okay.
So it's the two. It's the male female kind of, you know, yin yang situation going on. And that if you ignore that, if you're a male and you ignore your anima, then you're basically cutting yourself off from half of the universe, vice versa.
You ignore that anima, you're getting yourself out of the flow.
You're getting stuck up. You're getting stuck in the buck.
Yeah. I said anima, not anima, but
right.
It's okay.
You have a cold.
Yeah.
I never knew. A guy.
Trauma.
Everybody has the
Everybody got a crowd. You know, I used to make sauerkraut.
You used to make it?
Yeah. I was pretty good at it. Well, you know what? It's actually easy as shit.
It's true.
That's the cool thing. The sauerkraut's no difficult thing.
I like when you go into that room.
Which one? You want to go back in the hallway there?
Yeah, I want to like the hallway.
Yeah, hallways are cool, you know?
Hey!
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I found a room that's echoey for us to play that ball game we never got around to playing, Dad. Oh, Dad. This is the place that Mikey and Adam live in. It's called Warble Boy. Is this the room you wanted to go to? Is this the room?
Adam, the room? Why don't you come over here now, boy?
Come over here now, boy. I'm trying to find that room for you. You want to be in?
It was your down in the hall.
Here we go. Nope.
This is it.
This is. We're getting closer to a room.
Nope. Hey. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is too much.
We're inside of a tank.
now. It's more of a...
Okay, here we are together inside of us. This is a three-person isolation tank we're in tonight. Here with Mikey Campman, comedian, writer, author, non-funky participant in agriculture of a grounded sense, Adam Faulkner.
Hi.
Of White Rainbow Incorporated.
Just a McDonald's man.
Sorry, just coughed a bit inside of the trip tank we have here.
I'm trying to fix the stuff.
Okay, well, now Adam's going to try to fix the stuff here. He's trying to dip in that chicken, but it is hard to dip in that chicken with a mic in your hand.
It's hard, guys. I'm going to get us out of this room.
No, so, I don't want to get out.
Is this a hip-hop room, or what is this exactly? Someone
hear a party somewhere else.
Is this a...
Outside,
I hear a party outside the tank. It's a non-echoing party. There's some good people out there. Oh my God, is that Prince Paul out there, or is it Dan the Automator?
I don't know, but I just want to say, Adam, thanks for bringing your trip tank to the party. I love to escape.
It's great. We're locked in here as a time lock, and once Simon gets the weld lock off, then we'll be okay. Mike, you want to talk about your time in Antarctica? I've always wanted to know about that.
Yes, my time in Antarctica was very much this.
Really?
Yes.
Because you were indoors a lot, right?
Yes.
You were there in the summer, though, weren't you?
Yes.
So it sounds to me like you got a thing for permanent midnight.
Oh my God, no. Because when I was there, it was actually permanent daytime.
That's what I mean. Permanent midday.
Actually, yeah. I love the sun. I do love the sun. It gives you energy that you can't imagine.
Right.
I guess some people out there are like, I don't need that energy.
I don't have any windows in my apartment.
You don't?
No.
Yo, do you know that?
It's hard.
Taurine is actually just, I heard this recently, it's like beagle cum or some shit like
this. It's not beagle cum. No, you're
it's similar,
say,
though.
Is it to the cum of a beagle?
No, not a beagle, but like
a bull. A bull?
No, not a bull.
What is it? Taurine, it's a protein, right?
No, there's some flavor that's in majority of our food that turns out it's like beagle cum, but it's not beagle cum.
Why beagle?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's an
Somebody
animal.
Somebody tasted all of the different dog cums.
Yeah. It had umami.
This is like, not poodle cum. No, not Doberman.
No, hypoallergenic.
Hey, what'd you guys
chow
do?
Cum.
Oh, we're just sitting here talking about all the different tastes of all the different dogs cum. Okay. Give us a couple more hours. We got to work it out.
You know, the only problem with me and dog cum is that it all kind of tastes like peanut butter.
I get it. I got it. I didn't
but
get
why
it.
Would it be on the dog? Why would you put it?
Well, because it's... that's true. Maybe you just got it wrong, huh?
You've been doing it wrong all these years.
Yeah. Oh. Here's the deal. Now that we're all in this room, we have something to tell you, Mikey.
Mikey, you're supposed to put the peanut butter in your dick. The dog licks it off and it makes you horny and cum.
Oh, no.
And the dog... Unless you're snow...
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Antarctica was nice. It was also awful.
It was.
Well, because it was a ton of work.
It was a ton of work, huh?
It was a ton of work, man. What? I was cooking breakfast for 250 people every day by myself.
Damn, where are you getting those eggs from?
By yourself.
Ain't fresh, I'll tell you that much.
It's powder? Damn, where did you get those eggs from?
I had to make fresh yogurt every day.
You did?
I did.
How?
Powdered milk.
But it's not yogurt then. It's not
Well, I got emails about it that I could prove.
Hey, so did you get paid by Raytheon Polar Services?
Uh-huh. And actually, every time I go to the beach, we pass by Raytheon headquarters.
Yeah, it's off the 105.
Yep, exactly.
Raytheon's a kind of an evil company.
Ooh, they do war.
They do war. They also have basically...
they're like Lockheed Martin.
They've taken over...
Speaking of Lockheed, how long are we going to be in this tank?
Well, I don't know. This is now a basement room, actually. This is an empty concrete basement room.
Oh, that's right.
Did you guys see that movie with the actors in the tank?
Oh.
What was that one?
I mean, the one from a couple years ago. There was like...
Talking about
Brad Pitt?
Talking about balls unite shippers?
No.
That's a phrase I invented about 15 years ago that it's never got out of my head properly. Balls unite shippers.
Balls unite shippers.
Does that make any sense?
It's like cellar door. It's one of those phrases that they say is like a perfect.
Yeah.
Does that sound nice though? Balls unite shippers?
It does. Yeah. Balls unite shippers.
Like clip art.
Clip art. So you're in Antarctica, you're making these breakfasts and stuff.
Yeah, but I was there mostly. I wasn't there because I loved making breakfast. I was there because I had to find a way to get to the South Pole.
Because you just wanted to check it off a list?
I love... No. It's not about a list. Not about a list. It's more about... it was intrigued by that landscape. Yeah. I was also... wanted to be a part of the... In my own way, the heroic age of exploration.
Right.
Which is the period of time in the early 1900s when Antarctica was first being...
Shackleton.
Exactly.
Is it Shackleton or Shackleford?
No, Shackleton.
Shackleton, who else?
Dude, if I could kiss one man on the lips, it'd be Ernest Shackleton.
Really? Absolutely. Have you read a lot about Antarctica?
Yeah, I read a lot, actually, right before I went there, kind of gearing up for it.
Someone recently told me about a book I was supposed to read about. It may have been our friend Doug, actually, who said...
Doug Pound.
It was an Antarctica book that he tore through. I actually have an email here. This is from this guy I knew named Nick Johnson.
Wow.
He wrote
this. This is a framed email. Just wanted to put that out there.
You ever read that book, Big Dead Place?
Yeah, Nick Johnson.
Yeah, Nick wrote... This is from Nick.
What?
Well, Nick's dead. Nick killed himself.
When?
About a year and a half ago.
Damn.
No way.
And he killed himself in Seattle with a shotgun.
Shit.
After, on Thanksgiving weekend, I think he killed himself with a shotgun after seeing the movie The Master.
What?
I don't think The Master was the reason he did it, but I think it was sort of like contributed to the general tone of mind. But that's the last email he ever sent me. And it's a list of books to read. And those books, I bought all those books pretty much. But they're all very, very dark. That guy was a dark guy.
Well, that's what they say is the one downside with spending time in Antarctica, especially the winters. It does leave a toll on you that you can't ever escape.
Yeah, it's like this special type of darkness. That
sounds like.
But I tell you what, that darkness does interest me in a way, just because I don't know. It feels important to me. It feels like. It's some way to connect to this idea that we are just all out here on a floating spaceship anyway, whatever.
Right.
But there, it kind of puts it at the forefront, like, you are your own...
This is
you
it.
You are your own beast to either... And it's not about mastering it, you know? It's not about trying to, like, overcome yourself. It's just about being able to stare the beast in the face and make some sort of sense and peace out of it. That's what I think.
The beast being yourself...
Yeah.
And your own perception of reality.
Yeah.
And your own existence within this time-space world now.
Yes.
Do you think you got to a sense of presence while there in the infinite sunshine?
I did because I...
Mixing the powdered eggs?
While people were playing, hey, you want to come to the gym? We're playing intramural volleyball at 6.
Yeah,
you know that. I was saying, I'm going to go for a walk instead.
Where did you go for a walk? Outside?
Outside. Yeah, there was like a 3-mile radius,
like a track.
Perimeter that you were allowed to kind of walk.
Because you got to be careful.
Yeah, but at the same time, you do have to be careful because things creep up fast out down there.
You got your ECW.
Yeah, I had my e-cig, first of all.
E-cig?
I had my e-cig.
No, I'm going to go vape on this 3-mile.
EC, extreme cold weather gear.
Yeah.
ECW.
Do vape pens work good down there? Or?
The battery only lasts about 5-10 minutes.
Right. Because the extreme cold. The vape. It's hard.
Yeah.
Vape, that should be your book, man. Vaping in Antarctica.
What's interesting is that the vapor, because the different temperature, it becomes vapor at a different...
You're right, yeah. I would keep the vape pens in my armpits because, you know, that's where they stay warm.
Is that people do stuff with down there? They put it in their armpits?
Yeah. Anytime if you're ever cold or you need to keep something warm,
put it in your pits
or put it in your crotch.
Right. But the pits is easier to manage. It's easier to like hold down that section.
It's true. But where are the two places you lose the most heat from?
Top of your head and your hands.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I got it in the first try.
Yeah, your mic is louder. I said the same thing.
I can turn you up. You want to be louder?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Do you want to be louder?
I like to be really competitive about that one point, question.
Do you want to be louder?
It's the clicker. I didn't hit the clicker in time.
Please hit that clicker one more time, please.
Oh, the clicker.
Please bring the
clicker. You want that clicker?
Yeah, I love it. Please.
I love your hard drive computer setup, Adam. That's a Velcro under there, isn't it?
Oh, God, that was loud.
That's what we call a hot shot.
I was like, what? Don't ask me about that.
Look at that.
Yeah, I just noticed
that. It's cool.
That.
I like that.
I got the Velcro so I can put the external hard drive on there. Yeah.
And then that way you don't have to worry about it being knocked around or something?
Yeah. No, because it's, the internal is a solid-state drive. That's going to have the operating system. You won't put any files, the big files in there.
Say, same.
You're gonna, you know how people have their files
going.
Do
you got a terabyte on there? What you got?
That's a TB just Velcroed up on the side. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What you working with internally? A terabyte?
No, TB. No, nothing like that. It's like 256 GB.
I'm thinking about going for a terabyte flash.
That's dope, man. I mean, if you got the sort
nice.
Of...
Nice.
If you got the Skrill, you got to get the deal.
No, I just couldn't. I actually just got the screen replaced on this thing.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, just started having lines. Went in there. They said, it's going to be gone a few days.
They said.
I had work. I had clients waiting on McDonald's commercials, hip-hop musics, and...
Hit him in the brunch. McDonald's.
And then...
Hit him in the brunch,
and I was like,
Dad.
This is going to really screw me up. And they were like, nah, bruh. And then they give him just whatever. This is a boring story.
That's not. It's boring. It's boring as boring can be.
It just reminded me of a Coming to America hero story. That's it. From TB to 1TB. The story of
from one tripping balls.
No, just it's from TB. Having TB to
tuberculosis
to having a terabyte drive.
Oh, terabyte drive. Thank you. Classic TB tuberculosis.
I played it for you. There you go.
Well, no, both. That's what I mean. From TB to 1TB. It's the story of coming. Like my okay, whatever.
I just don't get some things.
Okay,
I don't get it.
Let me ask you something seriously.
From 1TB to TB in TB, it's in Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
I want to know
Tampa Bay, Bay.
Like you say you went to Antarctica to find some sort of existential solitude.
Yes, like, I wanted to, as I explained it to myself or expressed it to myself, as I wanted to embrace nothingness.
Okay, my question is, did you find it?
I found that the landscape, which is, if you can imagine...
Go ahead.
Hey, you can't park here! It's too cold to park outside!
No, follow me for a second. I got something.
Okay. The landscape at the South Pole is flat, white, in every direction. Okay. So imagine you're on the station, the South Pole station.
McMurdo.
No, South Pole station is actually...
Okay.
Yeah. Amundsen Scott, South Pole station.
Right.
It became essentially a ship in the middle of the ocean,
right,
or a ship in the middle of space. And therefore, that water, the ice, and the sky became this sort of endless... canvas. Okay, but I didn't see it as a canvas. What I found out there is I went to experience nothing. What I found is that it actually acted as a mirror and it reflected everything back home. Does this make sense?
Yeah, sure.
When I went to go find nothing, I actually found everything that I'd loved and missed back home.
Okay.
It made me realize who I wanted to be, who I had, and I wanted to go.
So this leads to my second part of this question is, now that you went to the edge of the known universe and saw the nothingness.
Yes.
And you say that it only made you realize the things in quote unquote real life that you missed and want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
My question is that now, can you find that sense of existential nothingness within yourself? Like you went to find it in the visual and physical realm outside of yourself.
Right.
But can that stillness exist in a busy traffic intersection, in an apartment in Los Angeles with looming things?
If you have
meditation,
the discipline to meditate.
Do you think that the discipline to meditate and find that feeling or awareness inside of yourself was amplified by being in Antarctica, or was it ultimately distracting because of the jobs and people having social time?
No. I find that for me personally, and this is again, everything's a personal journey, especially when you start talking about these worlds. But for me, any sort of environment that accentuates
accentuates. Okay. Catalyst?
For example, doing yoga at a yoga studio versus in your own house.
Okay.
It's easier to do it at the studio because your environment in which it's supported.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, you have those same distractions. You hear a car go by or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's easy to imagine.
And all that ass. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, Mindy.
Oh, but Jacob. Yeah, okay, so you're saying go to places that are conducive.
Yeah, that helped. I think now that I've seen, I don't know.
I get it.
You can still, yeah, okay.
I get it.
Thanks. Thanks.
No, I get
Adam's
it.
Being, no, Adam's asking a very good question right
he
now.
He is.
And it's extremely hard to answer because it's like, I want to say yes.
How long
still,
were you there
I can
for?
Still go back there. 4 months.
4 months.
Which is not long.
It's not long, right? But it's also not short.
Yeah. Okay.
But 120.
120 days. I was there. I'm trying to, and when I try to go back, here's the flipping hard part about any experience.
Okay.
Is that when you're in the midst of it, you're thinking, man, this will never end. This is, I can't believe. And it's like the richness of the details around you are like such commonplace things. And then
all of a sudden, wish it would never end?
And then, no. I'm just saying sometimes it felt like it would never, you know,
right.
like when you're going, you're like, fuck, man, 120 more, 110 more days, 100. And there were straight up countdowns going on. People at the station, 50 right. days, you know, yeah. you heard 50 days.
Because people go there to escape.
People are going there for a whole multitude of reasons, but yeah. some of them are definitely escape.
Mm-hmm.
How is this unlike jail?
I think minus the awful. This is going to sound awful, but minus the terrible things that exist within a jail yard, which include fucked up social dynamics,
yeah. violence,
self-violence, yeah. and cynical view on the world.
Juice.
Beyond that,
bad,
I think
bad infrastructure.
I think that time might not. You know, you could do wonderful things with that time.
Because yeah. you know, the existentialists, both Sartre and Camus, I think both wrote Fantasias of Jail, right? No Exit, as well as the Stranger.
The Stranger.
Both mm-hmm. both use the metaphor of jail.
Okay.
Right.
Because you're stuck.
And in No Exit, of course, you know. Jail is life, right, or whatever, and then in The Stranger, he's there, and he, what is he, kicking nicotine, and that doesn't take long, and then he's there with all the Arabs, and he doesn't identify, he has no language with them, but in both of these existential parables, they use something similar to your Antarctic experience.
Right.
Isolation.
Isolation's good. I think isolation's really important.
What about
actually.
Schedule? Like you were on a regimented schedule.
Yeah, you're on a straight up government institutional
How
schedule.
How is this different than joining the army?
It was very similar, minus the fact that you don't have to salute anyone.
Right. Just infrastructure, I guess.
Yeah.
Because jail's infrastructure sucks.
It's all about it's all about structure and scheduling.
Yeah.
I say a lot of these places, it's like once the experience is over, it almost feels like it never even occurred. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Yeah, well, that's the past in general, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I guess maybe the past.
Well, we live in a simulation.
You think so?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
You think so?
We live in a
simulation. Yeah, so, okay.
We live in a simulation.
You think so?
I know so. You just validated that. I was thinking about that the other day. Because, I mean, there's a science experiment where they recently... It's almost impossible to explain because it doesn't make any sense, but it has to do with they used helium atoms and they run them through these filters, mm-hmm. and these filters change the shape of the either a wave or a pulse of these atoms that are being shot out of the atom gun onto a backplate that takes a picture of what the wave was like. And they did this experiment with atoms, they did them with particles before, but particles are so small that they don't even behave. They behave differently because we don't even understand how particles behave exactly because they can kind of do whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Like particles can are not necessarily constrained by the laws of physics, but an atom has weight.
Yeah.
Even though it's very light, it has a weight. So it's
an actual thing.
It's part of the physical universe. And they did this experiment with these atoms where they shot them through these screens. And they did something to test it out. They changed the screen the atom was going through after they fired the atom.
They changed the filter.
Yeah.
Let's just say you have like a filter. You're taking a picture,
mm-hmm.
and you're taking it with the filter, and so the picture you see is reflects. It's what you see. The picture is the picture shows evidence of the filter.
Yeah.
Which you're taking a camera picture right. like through a window, you'll see the window.
Sure.
And so what they did is they shot this imagine taking a picture and then putting the filter on after you've taken the picture, but the picture reflects as looks as though you did you had the filter down when you took it, even though you technically did not. So what they did, basically they proved that expectation, the idea that you think something's going to happen, can actually make it happen. So they're showing that time, as we know it, does not exist in a linear fashion. It's just like anything else, to where time is time basically does not exist in the way that we can have conceived in our entire lives.
Yeah, is that something that's going on right now? Is that that like a contemporary, or is it just as you get older you start to realize that time is this thing that doesn't make sense?
I think it's something that exists. They've talked about because they've talked about it. Physicists have talked about it for a long time about the idea that time. Well, I don't fully understand it because it's super high. It's super high end shit. But if you think about the nature of, well, we live in a gravity well, because Earth is under the force of gravity, and it informs everything we do because of the gravity. And if you, it has to do with the laws of relativity, because you know, in the movie Interstellar, like for example, or any movie that talks about when you're leaving gravity well, time is different when you're not under the influence of gravity. Absolutely. When you're farther away, and it changes the nature of the way time passes. And some would say that's because in the gravity well, we experience time in a linear fashion due to the constrictive nature of gravity. And because gravity has an effect on mass, and the mass is something that we haven't found a way to circumvent yet. So we live in the constrictions of linear time because of gravity. So if you take it outside of gravity, then you live like basically time doesn't exist. Time's like this weird property that you can transcend just like space.
Does that scare you?
I think it's really cool.
Adam, does that scare you?
For me, it's something that's just outside of the realm of my human consciousness's ability. And therefore, I find it ultimately in all of the quantum philosophies ultimately unuseful for my own personal growth and understanding of known existence and my place in it.
Is that because it's just hard to fit that idea into your life?
I find most thoughts of pluralism or relativism to be ultimately devoid of any real solution for my own understanding of volition and need to, as a human, move forward through whatever concept of time and space that we have. And my perception of that, of course, is colored and filtered, and of course, ultimately, perception is reality for all of us,
exactly.
I suppose. But how will that help me? How will that help me?
I don't know if it will help you.
And what I go for in my own life towards meaning or want or desire post pluralism and after either stillness and meditation and presence or after some sort of more mid-century concept of the absurd, after those concepts and after those acceptances by me, what is the next step? Where is that next breath? Of course, breathing happens naturally, but it's also something we can think of, right? And what I always want to know is where does that will to breathe come from?
I think it comes from drama. Like the drama.
Yo, hold up. Let me get out of my car and lock it.
I think it's all about drama.
That whole time?
It's locked.
I just pictured you as a boy in the desert or in space. No. Peaceful. Squatting. Eating a chicken. Contemplating. Do 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 do
Bloods or Crips, you pick 'em. Come on now, next to the blood. You pick 'em, Bloods or Crips. Do you want to be in the Crips or do you want to be in the Bloods? You pick 'em. Do you like blue? Do you like red? Do you want to be in a different kind of gang? Although, because there's more than Bloods and Crips, but not today.
You know that thing where they can't say C's?
What are you talking about?
Rips.
Like, what you're straight, talking about?
Like, Mikey's straight blood today.
He's
got the red shoes, red socks.
You get shot in the wrong neighborhood.
You can't say the letter C. The rest of this podcast.
Right, am I right? Oh, is that a thing that like
Bloods
do?
Will not say the letter C.
It's so stupid.
Let's call the Bops.
Oh, how do you even
don't make
do
me
that?
Call the Bops?
What do you mean I ain't say
Bant
Rips?
You yeah, don't even say the C word.
Lil Wayne's a blood.
Yeah.
I'm blooded. He said
so, whoop, yeah. That's from the Drought 3?
I don't know what it's from. I think it's from the Carter.
It's Drought 3.
I'm so bored of two choices.
Okay, but you're blood.
We live in this dualistic sense of
I don't
want to
be a man. I don't want to be a woman. I don't want to be a blood. Well, I don't want to be
just,
a Crip.
It's not just dualism. It's both.
We got pyros. We got...
You got Crips and Bloods, and you can also be a Crip and a Blood.
I want to be independent.
A GDI? That's my mom used to say. She's like, I'm like, Mom, were you in a sorority? She says, no, I was in GDI. What's that? Goddamn independent. Pretty good one, huh? Pretty good, yeah. 60s joke, baby.
Nice.
Peace. How come all nonconformists look alike?
That's what How come all say. Free jazz sounds the same? What was once formless and free becomes codified and canonized.
It does, but if you listen to enough free jazz, some of it sounds... I can tell the difference between classic double quartet and maybe some more modern Joshua Redman crap.
I like LASIK free jazz.
LASIK free jazz.
Still can't say
LASIK.
I still, whatever,
they had a surgery to permanently
Coming
alter
up
their
next,
perception.
You get free LASIK. Oh my sneeze. You guys heard about the gravity well though?
Uh-uh. The gravity well?
I want to learn about the gravity well.
Is that something Trump's trying to build?
Trump's trying to build a gravity well because he wants to stop drama. The idea of like drama, the classical Greek sense of drama and comedy, tragedy. He wants to stop it. He wants to live in a world post-tragedy. What's God this? Damn. Is this a little Brazil?
Sounds Brazilian.
We need peace.
Like a spider, it's my joy. I don't say that, so we sing why.
I need peace and love.
Ooh, I recently pulled my pants down on the top of a mountain.
Okay. No, you didn't. What mountain?
Mount Lafayette in New Hampshire.
Damn.
You told me this story about your niece.
Oh, well, that's a different story.
No, this is a different
story. It's not unrelated to pulling my pants down, please. Let's just clear the air real quick.
There's been three... Wait, Mikey and I hung out the other day, and this is the third story I've heard Mikey or I tell of a mountain and having your pants down.
Yes. The other story, in a nutshell, is that my niece, she's 3 years old.
Right.
God bless her.
She pants you?
No. She shit herself.
Okay.
And then just said, oh... I don't care. And then picked blueberries for an hour and a half.
With shit in her pants?
Yes.
Where is this, in New Hampshire?
Yes. Yeah, granted, if we had been in a place to be able to change her, it would have happened a lot sooner. But nonetheless, we got back down off the mountain, and we were said, that was such a good time. And she said, yes, I had such a great time. And I said, you know, the only difference between me and you during that time is that you had shit in your pants the whole time. And she said, you're right.
Perception.
And I just was like, wow, that's free. She feels free, but at the same time, she can feel that freedom because she doesn't have to wipe her ass still.
It's true.
So, good for her. But the other one was just, I was at a beautiful viewpoint. I was with my
family,
and I just wanted to experience that moment with my pants down. it was a brief moment, but it did feel good.
I've always wanted to shit off of a very high point wearing a climbing harness naked.
like,
oh,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, be dangling from a rope in the climbing harness and just drop a, just spray one out.
And
like,
watch it fall.
I took a shit on the top of Half Dome.
You did?
Close.
That's right. Okay.
That's
now,
the other,
yeah,
that's the other story.
Yeah, that's the other story.
Is that he told me about his niece climbing the mountain and having to shit herself.
Right.
And doing so. And then enjoying her, the rest of her day.
Right.
Well, when I was 13 at summer camp, we went, hiked up Half Dome. And
this is
halfway
Yosemite.
Through.
Yosemite.
Yeah, Yosemite. Yeah. And I was like, oh, and it's a little cable. You walk up the back of it. It's chill. It's not the harness like your fantasy.
Right.
But, you know, maybe it can work. We walked up the side, still mildly arduous, and I had bowel something.
You had to move them.
Had to go. Up on the top of Half Dome, there's a massive crack in the rock that goes down to
the other world.
Yeah, but it's in the middle of it. So anyway, it's just like a dark, long, deep, infinite hole.
But how wide is this crack?
You can put your feet on either side.
Oh, so it's perfect.
Oh,
shit,
my God, is this perfect?
It is, actually is your fantasy.
It's a shit shoot.
It's a shit shoot.
Did you squat?
I copped a squat. It was the first time I'd done that. And, you know, I was just let it go. And it was fine. Everything was fine. No TP.
No
which
trouble?
Which was mildly distressing. And then, but no, you know clean. When you pee, when you're pooping?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of pee while you're pooping.
I pee all the time.
I don't think you cannot.
Yep.
And I did not know that. So I was hanging.
You pissed your pants.
I peed, like, you know, my pants are down my ankles, so I peed across the middle of the pants.
Like a perfect strike.
Like a perfect, oh, come on. So, I, you know, I had pee.
This is pee.
Tuck. Yeah, you know, whatever, shake a leg.
I have a big camping trip coming up, and I have to get back into my squat game, man.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
Yeah.
It's like a
muscle.
It's a thing. It's hard to shit in the woods.
It can
be. You got to gather grass on your way.
But at the same time... some of the places it will take you.
Yeah, we're gonna be up at high elevations.
Where are you going? Yosemite. Are you allowed to talk about?
We're going to Eastern Sierras.
Wow.
Dope.
South Yosemite,
wow.
Mount Whitney territory.
Wow.
Yeah, we're gonna hit it hard, baby. Two nights at elevation.
Good for you, man.
So we're gonna come back down.
Anyone listening? Do yourself a favor. Buy yourself a tent.
And get the
and
fuck
get
out.
The fuck out. Seriously.
It is such a thing, man. I've been going squirrely lately, and I'm just looking forward to this trip so much. Just
I'm
to,
not
like,
down.
You're not down?
I don't camp.
Well, maybe not camp, but if you just... This anytime fool. You can get away from internet connectivity.
Yeah.
Something about that's weird. Well, you know, it's just that's life. So, in a nutshell... in a nutshell, burn your phone and make sure you call your mom first, though.
Yes.
Was that Lonnie Liston Smith?
Yeah, it was.
God, man, I'm fucking good, dog.
He's good.
Damn. Oh, man, that was a fucking...
What's the name of the track?
That's from that album from 75. Fuck, I forget that he's got that rainbow hat on. I can't remember the name of it.
Astral Traveling.
Astral Traveling, yes.
Wow.
Lonnie Liston Smith, Astral Traveling.
God.
Man, I guess his only good album.
Got him.
Okay, so things talked about. You guys want to just do a quick product placement section here, and then we'll sew it up, okay?
We'll just brain jam on that cone juice.
We're going to brain jam that cone juice. There's some products we're going to recommend now.
Okay.
Lonnie Liston Smith, Astral Traveling, a great jazz fusion album, real mellow. Mm-hmm.
Spiritual jazz.
Okay. What else we got? You got anything from...
Recommendations of
recommendations?
Cultural art things?
Two things.
Two things.
Things
one,
can be purchased.
Two things, yes. I've seen them recently. One was a documentary on the Chicago Party, which I showed a little piece
of it
to Adam.
What's the
it
Chicago
was a
Party?
Disco. Late 1970s, early 1980s public access television show in Chicago shot at a disco club featuring live acts.
We're talking maybe some, some Larry Levan in there?
Ooh, maybe.
On the decks.
Oh, pre
Levon.
Oh, yeah, pre.
The 70s.
Yeah, no. I guess you're right.
I'm trying to come up with these names right now.
Well, there's a lot of guys. You mean Chicago House?
Chicago Party.
No, it was disco.
No.
They would play disco records.
Okay. Oh, well, shoot. So what's it called?
The Chicago Party.
The Chicago Party, okay.
It's
check out
dope.
The Chicago Party. And then the other one I saw recently was...
Two vinyls and a DVD for $25.
Yeah.
Bucks. You get the documentary.
Uh-huh.
You get two records.
High Frequencies or something like this.
What? Is it all
the name of the
face?
Record label that put it out, High Frequencies.
Oh, yeah. And then PPU.
Yeah, and then PPU as well.
What is that?
That's People's Potential Unlimited.
That's a dope label, too.
Oh, that's a cool label.
Yeah, check that out, John. I think okay. You'd like that a lot.
I'm getting right into this.
So, and then the other one was a film that played at CineFamily here in Los Angeles, California. If you're listening and you live in Los Angeles, check out CineFamily. They are always putting on interesting programming. I'm not a member. I should be.
It's okay. You can partake.
I'll still support them. And they had a Les Blank film that was shot in the 70s. God, I love the 70s. Some of the best stuff. Golden era of American culture, in my opinion.
God, I love the 70s.
Anyway, they came out with a film, Les Blank, called A Poem is a Naked Person, and that is about Leon Russell, the musician.
Oh, I've heard of this.
And it was fucking hot. It was nice.
I saw Leon Russell live last year.
Did you really?
Yeah. He's an old guy.
He's old now.
It was definitely a lot of people... A lot of baby boomers taking selfies the wrong direction.
Wow. Adam's playing this. Wow. He's just typing. He's like, how many? That's nice, dude. Just on your keyboard, you're just typing. Oh.
I get it in. I get it out. I got the blues in my mouth. Oh, daddy. I'll take it from here. Pass me a Dutch. Pass me that Dutchie with me bubble brown.
All right, those are my recs.
Okay, we're going to slide it over down to the left side of the table. What kind of recs can we get from you right now?
ForknerRec.com.net
smash.
Shadow the window.
Shatter the wallet. Shatter the calls. Caller, you're on ForknerTime.net. Who's got your call?
Hey, I got a rusty tire.
Hey,
trying to fix it.
Can I get Taleone's barbecue necklaces back in my house, please, real quick? Thanks.
Yeah, we figured that out about a moment ago.
Dad, I don't want to go there. My camera's not going to be there until Adam's there. But I don't have a sleeping bag because I pissed in it when I was at half done.
Hold on. Let me peel off that sticker.
Hey, peel off that sticker and make your credit card ready to go so you can use it on Forkner.net. What's the website called?
I got a Tumblr.
Tell me about the Tumblr address.
Yeah, it's great.
What's the address?
I got my new reel. You guys should check it out. Adam Forkner.tumblr. If you're a professional needing...
If you're a professional needing professional music for your product, regardless of genre, style, or type, and you've got money to burn because you want to earn more, go to adamforkner.tumblr.
Yeah!
And you'll find everything you need in there. You'll find a real showstopper in the W-R-E-A-L. W-R-E-E-L.
Let's just go through a couple of things I just made.
Are you reeling in the years?
I am reeling them. All the way up.
Yeah, why don't you drop us with
way up.
Adam.
I feel blessed.
What are those?
Way up, I feel blessed.
What are those?
What are those? Got him.
What are those, cop?
Bruh.
Check this one out. Made that one.
That sounds like Raymond Scott. Sounds good.
Now I made this one.
Great mileage, eco-friendly.
Oh my God.
All windows, sunroof now, kitchen tankers, got robot, biggest closet, high. Let your back down, put your feet up, go to sleep, and then you wake up.
Savor the simple goodness of a quarter pounder with cheese from...
Savor the simple goodness of a quarter pound of cheese.
QPC.
How
does that... Savor the simple goodness of a quarter pound of cheese.
I just don't understand. Why does that go from label, like, listing things that are good about a car to a
because
McDonald's?
Okay, well, you know, this is all NDA, but fuck
sure,
it. I don't give a fuck.
You can't be being recorded.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, just letting it out.
All right, McDonald's, you know.
How does that go from Old Navy to McDonald's in 10 seconds? Come on.
That's how I do it. You guys want to hear a good new Old Navy one?
Let's play it out.
Get yourself into a nice clean shirt.
Yeah, that was a good one. How about this one?
Yeah, you know.
You got a full track you can play us out with?
That's it.
But you got something like 2 minutes-ish. Just let it, something you can let ride, or like a song. Someone straight up like a song. Hey, you got any songs on there you can just let ride out?
I made one.
Just want to say I enjoyed myself here today. Thanks.
I enjoyed having you, Mikey. I enjoyed having you, Adam. I enjoyed it too. Okay. Let's let this ride. You guys say goodbye. Is there anything else you want to say? Just say it now. You're welcome to say whatever you want to say.
Nothing is real. I love you guys.
It's true. Nothing is real.
I love you guys. I, you know what? I fucking hate myself. So I take that back. Just nothing is real.
I want to say that yesterday I realized that we're all just a bunch of cameras running around.
True.
It's weird to think about that. Everyone's just a camera. It's like taking this like always just on. It's like a camera.
Faulty camera.
Yeah.
The faulty camera.
Wow.
Oh, right. That's a thing, isn't it?
I don't know. Let's make a book.
Okay. The faulty camera. And here's... Now we're going to turn the mics down and let this song play. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure you donate to the podcast. Make sure you rate and review the podcast. Make sure you check the website for live shows. Make sure you go to Two Wet Crew, which is a monthly show at the Satellite in Los Angeles. If you decide to make a vacation and come to Los Angeles, go to that show. Build your vacation around it. Otherwise, I would just encourage you to participate in all forms of media, recommendation, support, and donation when it comes to Twisting the Wind with Johnny Pemberton on the Feral Audio Network. Keep it 100.
United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.